4. What then is the source of this disease? Where has it erupted in our souls? It comes from not constantly thinking about matters of the other world, but being fixated on current situations. Hence, we both easily engage in wicked actions, and even if we perform any good deed, it is done for show, causing loss to us as well. For instance, someone has often looked upon another with unrestrained eyes, unnoticed by her or those accompanying her, but not unseen by the eye that never sleeps. For even before the sin was committed, it saw the unrestrained soul, the inner madness, and the thoughts swirling about in storm and surge. There's no need for witnesses and evidence for the one who knows all. Therefore, pay no heed to your fellow humans, for if man praises, it's irrelevant if God does not accept. And if man condemns, it is harmless if God does not condemn. Oh, don't provoke your judge to such an extent, placing great importance on your fellow humans, yet not expressing fear and trembling when he is angry. Let us then disregard human praise. How long will we remain narrow-minded and petty? How long will we strive to stay grounded when God is elevating us to heaven? Joseph's brothers would not have taken him into a secluded area and killed him had they feared God as they should have. Cain, had he been terrified by the judgment as he should have been, would not have said, "Come, let's go to the field." Why, wretched and pitiful as you are, do you take him away from his father and lead him into a lonely place? Doesn't God see your audacious act even in the field? Haven't you learned from your father's experience that God is omniscient and is around whenever anything happens? And why, when he denied it, didn't God ask, "Are you hiding from me, who is omnipresent and knows all secrets?" Because Cain was still unable to fully understand these profound truths. But what did he say instead? "Your brother's blood cries out to me." Not as if blood had a voice, but in the same way we say of something that is obvious and clear, the situation speaks for itself.